Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, a peculiar chain of circumstances forces Superman into a situation in which he is required to make a decision that may put him outside the law.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, if you're ever asked to define the word delicious, just give as an example Kellogg's Pep, because Pep sure is that kind of breakfast dish. Fact is, Pep just about doubles everything you say for delicious. It's got a good golden toasted flavor, and it's strictly on the catchy side. In short, a Pep flavor, meaning plenty terrific. Yes, sir, when it comes to delicious, those cool, crisp whole wheat flakes of Pep really give you the business. And that's only half the story. Why, Pep gives you the slickest prizes ever. Three different kinds, one or the other, in every package of Pep you open. You get either a bright-colored comic button, picturing one of 18 favorite comic strip characters to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap, or you get a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane. And by swapping duplicates with the gang, you can collect all seven model planes in the series. Or you can get a full-color bird picture. There are 24 of these in all, each with a full description so that you'll really know a thing or two about birds. Honest, gang, all three kinds of prizes will really send you. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now the adventures of Superman. Led by Joe Martin, brother of Beanie Martin, Daily Planet copy boy, a group of 1,000 G.I. veterans descended on the state capitol, charging that the governor, Frank Wheeler, was practicing racial and religious discrimination in awarding state jobs. Ordered by the governor to disperse the men, a squad of state troopers fired Tommy guns over the veterans' heads. But when the firing ceased, Joe Martin was down with a bullet in his chest. At the Metropolis Hospital, the bullet was removed and identified as having been fired from a .32 caliber automatic. And Big George Latimer, the state political boss, said he had seen Sam Robbins, Joe's lifelong friend and war buddy, brandishing an automatic during the demonstration. A short time later, the Daily Planet's opposition paper, the Clarion, broke the startling news that a .32 automatic had been found in Sam Robbins' house. As we continue now, Clark Kent is hurried to the state police barracks, where he is conferring with Sergeant Adams. Listen.
This story in the Daily Clarion, Sergeant, is it true?
It's true, all right, Kent. We found a .32 automatic in Sam Robbins' house. It was in his bureau drawer.
But that
doesn't
prove...
to put the Robbins gun through a ballistic test. That'll show whether or not his gun fired the slug taken from Joe Martin's body.
Oh, I see.
Want to come along?
Sure, you bet I do.
Okay, come down with me to the basement, the shooting range. You see, Kent, every gun barrel puts its own trademark on the bullets it fires. Certain little whorls and markings on the metal, which you can't see with the naked eye, are put there by the rifling of the barrel.
Yes, I know about that, Sergeant.
Okay, then. Now, I'm going to fire this gun we found in Robin's house into this box. It's filled with padding and tightly packed sawdust, so the bullet won't flatten or take on any new markings. Then I'll compare it with the slug they removed from Joe Martin's body.
I told you I know about that, Sergeant. Go ahead with the test.
Okay, here goes. There. Now, I'll get the slug, and we'll take it up to the laboratory for comparison. We'll just put this bullet under the microscope, Kent, alongside the one that came out of Joe Martin's body, and I'll tell you in a moment. There we are.
There we are what?
Just a minute. Now, the last quartering. There.
Well, Sergeant?
That's it, Kent.
That's what? What's the answer?
The slug I fired into the box and the one taken from Joe Martin's body. They match.
They do?
That's right. The gun we found in Robin's house fired both shots. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. Go where?
I'm going to get a warrant for Sam Robbins' arrest on a charge of assault with intent to kill. And if Joe Martin dies, Robbins will be held for murder.
1 hour later, Clark Kent is admitted to a temporary detention cell at State Troopers' headquarters, where Sam Robbins shakes his head dazedly as he says,
can't understand it, Mr. Kent. I never owned a .32 automatic or any other kind of a gun. So how could the state troopers find that gun in my room?
I don't know, but they did find it. Look, Sam, do any other members of your family own guns?
No, there's just my mother and my kid brother and sister. What would they want with a gun? Listen, Mr. Kent, if the troopers found that automatic in my bureau drawer, like they say, and somebody planted it there to frame me.
Now, wait,
somebody
Sam.
Wanted to make me out as the guy who shot Joe Martin.
Ha!
Me shoot Joe. Can you imagine that?
But Joe's my pal. We grew up together. We fought the war together.
Why, we've always been just like brothers.
I know, Sam, I know.
Now somebody wants the police to think I shot him. Look, Mr. Kent, you don't think that, do you?
No, I don't, Sam.
Thanks. And my buddies, the ones you talk with, they don't think I shot Joe, do they?
Of course not. As a matter of fact, when they heard that Big George Latimer said he saw you pull an automatic on the Capitol steps, they wanted to take him apart.
Latimer's a liar. I told him so once, and I'll tell him so again. I'll tell it to anybody.
Easy, Sam. Wait a minute. He said he might be mistaken.
Yeah, he said. He didn't act like he was.
Oh, but why would he... Yeah, I wonder.
What?
Oh, just a wild idea I had for a moment. Look, let's try this from a different angle, Sam, huh? Have you any idea why anyone would want to shoot Joe? Does he have any enemies?
Joe Martin?
Yeah.
No, everybody was always crazy about him. He was one of the most popular guys in the Army.
Well, then why?
Yeah, why? I've been knocking myself out trying to figure that one. I can't come up with an answer.
We've got to find the answer, Sam. When we do, we'll be able to find the person who shot Joe Martin. Now, look, I've got to leave now, but don't be discouraged. The police have some fairly strong circumstantial evidence against you, but there are one or two big holes in it.
And if I... Mr. Kent.
Is that you, Jim?
Yeah, I called the office in the hospital, and they said you were here. I rushed right over.
Oh, what's up?
Well, you're here. Oh, hello, Sam.
Hi, Jim. How's Joe?
Oh, he's about the same. Still in a coma. Nobody can see him.
Oh, poor Joe.
You fellas didn't see the latest edition of the Clarion yet, did you?
Clarion? No. What are they saying now?
Here, I'll pass it through the bar. See for yourself.
Let me see.
Uh-oh. Sam Robbins condemned by mother.
What? Condemned by my mother? What does that mean?
Just a minute. Mrs. Louie Robbins, mother of Samuel Robbins, who was arrested today charged with shooting Joe Martin, a GI veteran, admitted that her son appeared at their home a short time after the shooting at the state Capitol building.
What?
Wait, Sam. Go on, Mr. Kent.
Mrs. Robbins stated that her son seemed to be under great emotional stress. He raced up to his room, and Mrs. Robbins said she heard a bureau drawer being opened. A moment later, Sam rushed down the stairs and out of the house, calling to his mother that he was going to the hospital. As readers of the Clarion know, it was in Sam Robbins' bureau drawer that state troopers later found the .32 automatic with which Joe Martin had been shot. And it is to be assumed that Robbins returned to his home to hide the telltale weapon.
What?
Then raced to the hospital to appear in a sympathetic role.
Why, but...
Just a moment, Sam. Wait a minute. Is this story true? I mean, about your returning to your home before you went to the hospital?
Well, sure. I had a few $100 in my bureau drawer that I saved in the Army, and I wanted to take it to the hospital to make sure that Joe got a private room and the best doctor's money could buy.
Oh, didn't the Clarion ask you about that before they printed the story?
No.
Jeepers.
Clarion's a sensation sheet, Jim. They're more interested in headlines than facts.
But gee whiz, they're practically condemning Sam before the case even goes to trial.
Well, that's the way the Clarion does business.
Dirty business, if you ask me.
Yes, but that's beside the point right now. This is bad, very bad. Sam's mother admitting he rushed into the house after the shooting and went up to his room before he left for the hospital.
Mom didn't know she was making it tough for me.
Of course she didn't, but...
Anyhow, she had to tell the truth.
But the Clarion twisted the truth. They make it seem...
Well, we're wasting time. The cards are stacked against Sam now, and unless we get to the bottom of this very quickly...
How are we going to do that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
There's one way.
There is?
What's that, Mr. Kent?
Now, there's no time to talk about it now. Keep your chin up, Sam. Jim, get Hogan and let me out of here. We're going places.
Followed by Jimmy Olsen, Clark Kent hurries from Sam Robbins' cell. What is Kent's plan? We'll return in a moment to find out and to hear the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, gang, when you're collecting those swell pet prizes, whether it's the model planes or the bird pictures or the comic buttons, does it sometimes happen that the prize you get in your package of Kellogg's Pep is a duplicate of one that you already have? I mean, for instance, do you have two Curtis Helldiver model planes when you're trying to collect Pep's seven different model planes? Well, you know, it's fun to swap duplicates with the gang. Sure, maybe you'll trade your duplicate plane for a full-color bird picture to help complete your collection of bird pictures in Pep's new series. Or maybe you'll trade your duplicate plane for a bright-colored comic button picturing characters straight out of the funnies like Orphan Annie or Moon Mullins or Superman himself. Swapping duplicates that way you can easily collect the 49 different prizes in Pep's three current series. And while you're collecting them, just think of the prize-winning eating you can put in when you sit down to breakfast and spoon up those crisp, cool flakes of good whole wheat. Think of the keen, catchy flavor, that light, fresh, sunshine flavor, that terrific Pep flavor. Yes, sir, a bowl of Pep is strictly on the beam. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal, and remember to look for your prize inside the package.
Leaving State Police Headquarters, Clark, Kent, and Jimmy Olsen took a taxi to Metropolis Hospital. As we join them now, they are walking through the third floor corridor toward Joe Martin's room.
You see, Jim, Sam was standing right next to Joe Martin when Joe was shot. So Joe should be able to tell us whether Sam shot him or not.
Well, of course Sam didn't shoot him, but how's Joe going to tell us? He's in a coma.
I said this was only a chance. I'm hoping Joe comes out of his coma, and I want to be here when he... Uh-oh, here comes Dr. Mitchell now. Dr. Mitchell.
Oh, Kent, I was just going to call you.
Oh?
You know where I can get hold of Sam Robbins?
He's in jail.
In jail?
Yeah, the state...
Just a moment, Jim. Why do you want Sam, Doctor?
Joe Martin is asking for him.
Joe's out of his coma? Can we see him?
By no means. He's in a very critical condition. But for the last half hour, he's been asking constantly for Sam Robbins. I believe he thinks something happened to Robbins, and at this stage, anxiety is very bad for him.
I see.
Approaching a crisis now, and while I can't go so far as to say Robbins' presence will save his life...
But it might. Is that it, Doctor?
Yes. But you say Robbins is in jail. That makes it very difficult. I wonder, there isn't much time. Do you suppose if I called the police and explained...
Well, they wouldn't let Sam out. They think he shot Joe.
What? Yes. As you say, this makes it very difficult, Doctor. Very difficult. Unless I...
Unless you what, Mr. Kent?
Unless I break the law.
Puzzled, Jimmy Olsen and Dr. Mitchell stare at Clark Kent, whose knitted brow gives evidence of the struggle taking place within him. In his mind, as if two attorneys were arrayed against each other, he hears himself argue as Superman and as Clark Kent.
I'm Superman. I can easily bend the bars of Sam Robbins' cell and bring him to the hospital. But that would be breaking the laws of your country. And Superman fights to uphold law and order. But a man's life is at stake. Two men's lives. If Joe dies, Sam Robbins will die too. In the electric chair. Only Joe may be able to save his life.
True. Nevertheless, you have no right to take the law into your own hands. You know that.
Yes, yes, I know. What'll I do? What will I do?
Yes, what will Superman do? What would you do if you were in his place? Don't miss Monday's thrilling episode when the Man of Steel makes his decision and comes to grips with the vicious creators of bigotry and intolerance. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, you never forget a famous name like Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg brightens up breakfast with Kellogg's Shredded Wheat. 15 crisp tender biscuits in every package. There's loads of natural nut sweet flavor in toasty Kellogg shredded wheat. Loads of fine nutrition, too. It's whole wheat. These plump, delicious biscuits are just the right size, made to fit the bowl. Try them soon. Ask Mom for Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.